Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Authorities say an overnight fire caused extensive damage to an iconic Chicago restaurant known for its breakfasts and is filled with decades of memorabilia. Firefighters were called to the Palace Grill on Chicago's Near West Side around 10 p.m. on Thursday. Chicago Fire Department spokesperson Larry Langford says the fire caused no injuries, but there was extensive damage to the interior of the restaurant. The Palace Grill opened in 1938 and has long been a popular spot for hockey players, police officers, and firefighters. Langford tells the Chicago Sun-Times the fire's cause was unclear, but a preliminary investigation indicates a grease fire started in the kitchen near a grill. Starbucks workers in the southwestern Illinois town of O'Fallon are seeking to unionize. They filed for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board Friday morning. Employees are seeking better wages and hours, and they are demanding Starbucks end what they call union-busting tactics. If the vote is successful, these workers would be the 21st store in the state to unionize. Illinois House Republicans say they want to put more money back in your pocket at tax time next year. State Representative Amy Ellick introduced a measure to once again tie the state's standard income tax exemption to inflation. My colleague Alex Dagman reports that practice began in 2012, but was paused last year due to inflation that peaked at 9% in 2022. Ellick says this year's standard exemption would have increased by $200.
I hope that this will be considered and approved this year to help provide taxpayers some relief on their tax bills next year, and we are willing and able to assist with getting this through in any way that we can.
But the bill's future is unclear. It was just introduced this week and hasn't been assigned to a committee for more discussion. The state estimated it would save $114 million this year by pausing the adjustment. The Illinois Manufacturers Association, IMA, wants to grow the state's manufacturing workforce. The group announced its 2024 legislative agenda this week and says changes to some Illinois high school graduation requirements could help. A proposed bill would allow students to replace the current two-year foreign language requirement with 2 years of career and technical education classes. IMA says that change could help both students and employers with skill development. Sarah Hartwick is the Vice President of Education and Workforce Policy at IMA.
This only provides flexibility. It does not prohibit a student from taking those courses, nor does it prohibit a student from taking those courses when they are employed by the manufacturer.
IMA also backs proposals to use new scholarship programs, tax credits, and access to free childcare to boost the number of employees in manufacturing. Weather for today, sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, cooler, partly cloudy with a low near 33. A Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.